Thank the Lord. Today is already Saturday. There are four more meetings and the conference is over. It's too short. Because it's not so easy to learn to offer up the offerings. It doesn't mean that you listen to the message, you understand it, and tomorrow you can offer up. We surely need time. And we need the desire in our hearts. And we also hope that the Holy Spirit will strengthen our inner man. Of the brothers and sisters here, many have been Christians for a long time, for 10, 20, or probably 30 years. Don't say, oh, it's very difficult. There's nothing easy on this world, in this world, right? It's not easy to go to class. Working is not that easy. If you have a family, you have children, is that an easy thing? So, don't get married, don't have any children. There's too much pressure. So, don't get married. Don't have children. Because there'd be too much pressure. Just remain single.
Maybe it's too loud or I can't check.
Just eat and drink and go to sleep. No pressure. Okay? Don't do anything, that's the best. What do you want to do? Why do you want to do an externship there in Singapore? Why do you want to go do a practical training in Singapore? Is it easy? A lot of pressure? Some, at least. So you better quit. Go back to Germany. Goodbye. If we all have such an attitude, what should the Father do? Once you hear it, you say, oh, it's too hard. Forget about it. I'm not used to it. We don't want it. I've never done this before, so I don't want to do it. Then what are you going to do? Does God not have requirements in this Bible? Are there God's demands? Is God so unreasonable that he requires so much so we shouldn't believe in him and let's just walk away? How about that, Christian? Because there's too much requirement. 10 commandments. 10 commandments. Why not just 5? Maybe just 1. I am the Lord thy God, believe me, and that's it. Don't say, thou shalt not steal, that's too much pressure. So why don't you rewrite the Bible and reduce it to just 1 commandment? I'm glad you're not the author of this book. if you wrote it, there would be no requirement at all. If you write the Bible, there'll be one sentence. You have to love one another. That's it. Right? Isn't it better? Then I can teach you. You can even quote the Bible. You can use the word in the Bible. The consummation of the law is that love God. And secondly, love your neighbor. That's it. You just write this, reduce it to one sentence. No pressure. Much easier. No trouble. No requirements. You don't even have to do anything. Congratulations. Do you think I'm joking? We all wish that the Bible was so simple. One sentence and that's good enough. You just have to love one another. Do not say, love not the world. It's too much pressure. Why is it too much pressure? Because you love the world. If you don't love the world, why would there be any pressure? Why do you say that it's a pressure for you to be offering up offerings to the Father? Is that pressure? No, it's not pressure. It's just that you're not willing to do so. Oh, I cannot tell the brothers and sisters to experience Christ daily. That's pressure. Jonah, don't worry about experiencing Christ. It's too much pressure. Don't tell the young people to experience Christ as a burnt offering. That's too much for the German head. You're Germans. You should not do that. That's too much pressure for you. Especially if you're from Stuttgart. Do not have such an attitude. This is what God wants us to do. The Father wants us to become the true worshipers. I am willing to learn how I can become a true worshiper of the Father. Now, how would you know? There's this book. There's this book. The Old Testament is just a type. It's just a shadow. It's a shadow. Describing to us how we should worship God. But in the Old Testament age, that is still not the reality. All those offerings were the cattle, the sheep, and the doves. Now tell me, do you still have to bring the cattle and the sheep today? No. Because today, our Lord Jesus is the reality of those offerings. (Clears throat) In the Old Testament age, just as we read yesterday, these offerings are food for God. Tell me, does God eat the cattle and the sheep? Would our God eat mutton, lamb? From Kunming, you can burn some lamb and offer up the mutton to him. The book of Hebrews says no. Those cattle and those sheep, God does not want them. The true sacrifice, the true offering is our Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Then you say, oh, I just thank the Lord Jesus Christ and that's good enough. It's not that simple. It is not that simple. You have to experience the Lord Jesus as your reality daily. And then you bring the reality that you have experienced and offer it up to the Father. Tell me, is that very difficult? Is it that difficult? I think your job is more difficult, right? Alicia, where do you work? You work for Porsche. Much pressure, right? What is easier? To work for Porsche or to experience Christ day by day? You tell me. Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Be reasonable. I thought the Germans are very reasonable. Do not think that experiencing Christ is very difficult. Every day you have many, many circumstances, many opportunities to experience our Lord Jesus Christ. There are all kinds of circumstances are there for you to experience Christ as your burnt offering, as your meal offering. Right? As your peace offering. You have many, many experiences, many, many opportunities to experience Christ as our peace, as our harmony. No? You have many opportunities. Right? It's not difficult. Right? You have to change your mind. You have to renew your mind. Tell the Lord, Lord, renew my mind. Our head. You know, for this offering, the burnt offering, you need to cut off the head and place the head on the altar. Because there's problem with our head. Many times I don't know what we're thinking about. That is why, may the Lord have mercy on us. Now I come back to John chapter 4. It tells us that the Father is seeking, the true worshipers. I mentioned it yesterday. It's very easy to find that he does not need to seek. It's because he couldn't find any. We don't want it. We have many concepts. We're not obedient. We rebel against him. Our thoughts are different than his. That is why Isaiah says that his thoughts are higher than ours. Do not think that my head and my thoughts, with that I can fully understand God's will. My thoughts. Is very distant from God's thoughts. If he has no mercy on me, I would not understand anything, not even a little bit. If I don't seek him, for him to shed his light on me, what can I do? Who can understand the will of God? I don't even know what's in your heart. So oftentimes, I just wonder, how come it happened like this? Because I don't know your heart. I don't know man's thoughts. Would I know God's thoughts? If we're not willing to humble ourselves, to seek the Father's will, who could know? That is why may the Lord teach us through the anointing. If you want to know how the Father wants you to worship, you have to come back to the scriptures. Firstly, you have to come back to the book of Leviticus, because the word of God is the basis for our worship. It does not begin with the book of Matthew, but it begins with Genesis. Because man fell. Then the lamb was slain then. God's people then began to offer up the sacrifices. Abel began to send up the offerings. So did Cain. But God did not want Cain's offerings. But God accepted Abel's offerings. And Cain got mad. If you do not offer up the offerings according to God's word, what are you going to do? Do not think that you can worship God in any old way. You have to remember Cain and Abel. Not only to bring the offerings, but you also need to know what to bring. You have to ask the Father, Father, do you accept my offering to you? Have we not read in Haggai in Singapore? God told his people through Haggai, the offerings that you send up to me, they are filthy because you have filthy hands. You're dirty, filthy, unholy. And when you come to touch my offering, then the offering becomes unholy. Do you have this impression? this offering has to be deeply engraved in our hearts for us to see that our God is not so loose. The offering is fine in itself, but because you touched it and you have unclean hands, then it becomes unholy. Do you have such a feeling? Is our God so loose? Do you think I just like to talk here? It would be much better if I just forget about you all and I just go home. What am I here coming here to talk about? If I speak here and you don't go practice it, and you even want to oppose it, then what should we do? Have you not read the Bible? There were people offering, bringing up the offerings long time ago, at the time of Abel. So did Noah. Noah also brought the offerings. Abraham did also. Isaac and Jacob, they all made offerings. God's people did that. The priest offered up the offerings. Everybody did. And today you don't need to bring your offerings anymore? Is this the case? And then you would even say, oh, Jesus Christ was offered up once and for all, and that was the one single sacrifice, and that was it. You're wrong and wrong again. That means to say that the Lord Jesus only need to die on the cross for how many times? Just once. So, if he died once, then you don't need to offer up any offerings anymore? The offerings does not mean that you're going to nail the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross the second, the third time, the fifth, the tenth time. No. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He offered up himself to the Father. That was one and only time. But you and I need to experience this daily to become our reality, and then bring this offering to be offered up to the Father for him as food. Otherwise, you just believe in him and you go sin every day and you do things loosely and you live in your flesh. Would that be good? Oh, it doesn't matter. Christ was already offered up for you. You can go sin. There's no pressure anymore. No more pressure. Just live your own life. Have fun. Have fun. Have a good time. The Americans like to say, oh, have fun. Just go have some fun. Christ does not become your offering, but he becomes your toy. Have fun with Christ. So, brothers and sisters, know the people of God in the Old Testament were all bringing offerings to God. And in the New Testament, Peter said that we have to offer up spiritual sacrifices unto the Father. Is Peter wrong? Is Peter wrong? He didn't understand. Peter, don't say that. You're giving us some pressure. It's pressure. For you, it's pressure, but it's not pressure for me. If you say it's pressure, that's your problem. But for me, it satisfies the heart's desire of my dear Father. If you say it's pressure, it's your problem. But I want to satisfy the heart's desire of my Heavenly Father. Now, who are you going to listen to? Brothers and sisters. So Peter told us the building of the church is for you and I to become a priesthood. There's lots of pressure to become priests or to be priests. Really so? Do you want to be an engineer? What are you studying, Philip? What are you studying? Oh, have fun, brother. Is it easy? You sleep every day and you don't study. You just play on your computer. And the sisters are there folding origami. If you're playing with origami in the meeting, why did you come to the meeting here? You don't need to be playing origami here. You can stay home and do that. You want to be an engineer. Are you afraid of pressure? Are you afraid of pressure? Then don't study anymore. Just go be a garbage collector. But even to be a garbage collector, there's still pressure. It stinks. No matter what you do, there is pressure, so you might as well not do anything. Just go die. But to die is also pressure. You have to be buried today. Who is going to bury you? Is there anything in this world that is without pressure? Now let me ask you, do you want to be a priest? Amen. Amen. No pressure. To be a priest, there is much more pressure than being an engineer. Then you might as well not be a priest. There are no priests in the church in Bangkok. Only elders. Is that right? Do you think it's easy to be a priest? It's easy to talk nonsense in giving a message. just to speak any old thing, and it's very easy. But do you want to be a priest? Do not think that in Revelation chapter 1, verse 6, it says that he wants us to become a kingdom of priests. And you are the king today already. The elders are little kings. And you are already a priest today. Once you believe in the Lord, you become a king. You cannot even manage yourself. You cannot control your own thoughts. You have no control over your mouth. You cannot control your temper either. As to your flesh, you want to go sin. You cannot control, have no control over it. What kind of a king are you? Perhaps sin is king. Sin is king in you. The flesh is king. Tell me, is it easy to be a king? Nico, you want to be a king? You're already a king, right? He already made you to be kings and priests. So you are automatically a king and a priest. Don't have to do anything. Don't have to learn Christ. Don't have to follow the Bible. You don't have to pray. Just call Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. Abba Father. Do that 100 times and you'll be a priest. You mean to say that you call Abba Father 100 times and you're worshiping the Father? No. Galatians chapter 4 and Romans chapter 8 talks about the Abba Father, talks about we receiving the spirit of sonship and we just call Abba Father. That's the baby calling Abba Father. The first thing that a baby learns to say is Papa, Papa, and Mama. But the babies are not priests. To be a priest is more than just Abba, 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 Papa, Abba. Okay, the baby brings sacrifice to the father. No. I'm sorry. I end up speaking English. Father. Teach us. Let your anointing teach us within how to become holy. Not only to become a priest, but you have to be a holy priest. Tell me, is it easy to be a priest? In those days, if you wanted to be a priest, you had to read Leviticus daily. Everything that God wanted you to do, you have to read it daily. You have to read, you have to know how to offer up the sacrifices. You have to know how many kinds of offerings there are and how to offer up every single kind of offering. What does the person who brings the offering get, and what does the priest get? What does he eat? What you can eat today and what you cannot eat tomorrow. And what other kind of offering can be eaten today and tomorrow and not eaten the third day? You see, anyhow would do. Do not be so loose. You know, there's no such offering in the Bible called anyhow offering. But in the Bible, there is anyhow sin. What are you going to do? Do you want to just bring in any old offering? Isn't that right? So, brothers and sisters, come back in a good way to the Word of God. If the church is grown, is matured. Besides, we did not just become the church yesterday. The church life here has been going on for 50 years. How many years in Stuttgart? Beginning in 1976, up until today. For so many years already, but we still do not have a holy priesthood. After 50 years, we still don't know how to offer up the sacrifices. We still want to go on slowly in Singapore. How many years? How many years of history is the church in Singapore? 50 years. How many years have you been in the church, Sufa? 40 years. 40. Have you graduated? Have you graduated? Have you become a priest? A holy priest? Offering Christ as all these burnt offerings? Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Be a person who obeys God. You have, in order to be a person who obeys God's will, you have to know the burnt offering. Do you know why the first offering is the burnt offering? Because the burnt offering is there to tell us when our Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth, He came fully to do the will of the Father. He came to be fully obedient to the Father, because you and I disobedient. Do not think that you are very obedient. Oftentimes, you do not obey God's voice. You say, I love God. Just like a child calling Abba Father, Abba Father. The father tells him not to do something. I want to do it. Isn't this the case? And then later they need the Abba Father, then they come back to the Abba Father. Father, I need some money. When you need money, you come back to the Father and say, ask for money. And then the Abba Father tells you, stop, don't do that. Do you listen? It's one thing to call the Abba Father, but to listen and obey is a different matter. That is why the first offering is a burnt offering. The Lord Jesus came to this earth. The first and foremost was not to die for you. But first and foremost, he came to this earth to fulfill the will, the heart's desire of the Father. To be saved, you only need to believe, right? Is there any pressure in being saved? Is there any pressure to be saved? Can you pressure anyone to be saved? Of course, you can do it in the Muslim way, like a knife. With a knife, believe it or not. If not, pack. Do you believe now? You believe? You don't believe. That's pressure. You cannot pressure anyone into believing. But to enter into the kingdom of the heavens, can you enter in just by believing? Is that right? What did the Lord Jesus say? Not everyone who says, Lord, 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 you say it 100 times and you can enter into the kingdom. Is this what your Bible says? Have you not read Matthew chapter 7? Does it say, if you say, Lord, Lord, you can enter into the kingdom of the heavens? And what's the condition? But he who does the will of the Father in heaven, only he can enter into the kingdom of the heavens. Oh, that's too much pressure. I don't want to enter into the kingdom of the heavens anymore. It's good enough to be saved. Lord, Lord, just call Lord, Lord, and that's good enough. You say, just call Lord, Lord, and that's good enough. Even though you may say it 1,000 times, Lord, Lord, you still cannot enter in. Because calling the Lord, 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 1,000 times cannot replace doing the will of the Father. So, no need to enter into the kingdom. Let's not talk about the kingdom. Forget about the kingdom. Just take care of the Spirit and that's good enough. No kingdom, nothing. Forget about that. My Bible doesn't say that. Unless your Bible is different from mine. Peter said, You have to offer up spiritual sacrifices to God, to the Father. Now, if I were to tell you, there's no need to offer up the sacrifices, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I'm an elder. I am an elder. Elder. Don't you know who the elder is? That's me. I say, there's no need to offer up sacrifices. No need for the offerings. I tell you, in order to enter into the kingdom, all you need to do is call on the Lord, Lord, a few times, and you go enter in. You've got to believe in me. You've got to listen, obey. I'm the elder. I'm sorry, there's one who is more ancient than I, more elderly than I. The one who is older than I am says to do the will of the Father. Then who are you going to listen to? Philip, who are you going to listen to? The young elder or the ancient one? I'm not old enough. I'm only 70 plus. I'm not even 100 yet. But he is the everlasting one and exists in eternity. If you want to listen to the elderly, then you need to listen to the most ancient one. Abba, Father, teach us. We have to learn. Are you afraid to learn? You think that the church life is very simple. Just sing a few songs. Just dance around. Have some food, and have some meetings, and have some praises, and that's it. There's no pressure. I say this not just for your sake. I say this for the sake of all the churches. I'm not just saying this to you. There's a camera there. I hope that they can hear it all over the world. He who has an ear should hear. And the church in Stuttgart needs to hear this too. If you don't hear this, what are you going to do if you don't listen? So, brothers and sisters, learn well. We want to worship the Father. The church should be a holy priesthood. You cannot be loose. You have to offer up the sacrifices. It's a spiritual sacrifice. Besides, the whole Bible tells us our Christ, the glorious Christ, this rich Christ, he is the reality of all the offerings in Leviticus. You say, he's my life. What kind of life is it? It's a life of a burnt offering. It's a life that is well pleasing to the Father. It's a life that is obedient to the Father's will. No matter what the price may be, he pays the price. To the extent that he died on the cross. Tell me, did the Lord Jesus not have any pressure? Was there any pressure on him? Did the apostles have any pressure? Did Peter not have any pressure? Or John? Did John not have any pressure? Or Paul? Or Matthew? Did they not have any pressure? Paul had a lot of pressure. In the end, it was the same as the Lord Jesus. Although he was not greater than the Master, but it also had to be the same. Is there no pressure in the church? In the early days, they were persecuted. Have you not read that? Revelation chapter 6. The fifth seal. What does the fifth seal show us? That under the altar, those who were martyred because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus, was there no pressure? If you testify, the word to be a witness is the same word as martyr. If you want to be a witness, is there no pressure? Then your testimony is not worth anything. There's no strength behind it. Has no power. If you want to be a witness, then you have to put your life on the line. Then that witnessing, that testimony would have power. Do not think it's so easy to enjoy Christ and experience Christ as a burnt offering. It's fine if you don't want to do it. Nobody cannot force you to do so. But please do not stop the other brothers and sisters from offering up their sacrifices. If you don't bring your offering, I won't fight with you and I won't oppose you. But if you stop others from bringing their offerings, you will not just have a problem with me, but you will have a problem with the Father in heaven. Nothing happens if you have a problem with me. But to have a problem with the Father in heaven, that would be a serious matter. Brothers and sisters, why do I keep writing 1 Peter chapter 2 on the board here? Because this verse is too important. The Jews are very particular about offering up the sacrifices. Don't say that Peter did not understand. The offering up spiritual sacrifices has to be done today. The sacrifices have to be offered up today, but they have to be spiritual. There is Jerusalem in the New Testament age, but it's a heavenly one. Do you mean to say that the heavenly one is not as good as the earthly one? To build up the earthly one, Is it more difficult to build than the heavenly Jerusalem? You have been building here for many years. Is it easy? To build up Jerusalem, you can build it in 40 years. But the Lord Jesus wants to build up His church, but for 2,000 years, it's still not built up. The earthly is easy because it's visible and it's touchable. But is the heavenly one touchable and visible? Do you think that that's easy and there's no pressure? If there's no pressure, how come all the apostles were killed? They all placed their lives on the line. I hope that all the brothers and sisters' spirit would be stirred up. Don't blame me. Do not blame me. Because I don't need for you to come worship me. If I want you to come worship me, then you should just kill me. I'm not telling you to come worship me. Nor do I want you to come worship him. But what I'm telling you to do is to come worship our Heavenly Father. Besides, it's Peter who taught us. We have to become a spiritual house and become a holy priesthood. Holy priests don't just give messages, but they have to offer up spiritual sacrifices. We all like to give messages. No one likes to offer up sacrifices. Besides, when they stand up to speak, sometimes they just speak nonsense. They speak the right thing and they speak also what is not right. Is that of any use? Can it edify the people? Why don't you teach people to offer up sacrifices in a proper way? The time is up. Amen.